Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and waves broke over the boat, so that it nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's been a really long day, and Jesus has been teaching for most of it. There always seems to be a crowd around us on days like this, and Jesus never misses an opportunity to teach. Lately, he's been teaching us in parables, lots of parables. A few of the most memorable ones are the one about a man throwing seed and it grows, but he doesn't know how. And the other was about a mustard seed, something so small that becomes so large. We are certainly grateful that he has been explaining these to us, because sometimes it really is hard to understand the point. When the crowds are gone, he told us that these were all about faith. While the day seems to be finally over, and I'm tired, we're all tired, even Jesus is, I can tell, surely he must be mentally exhausted. He is human, after all. So I guess it makes sense that he wants to go to the other side of the lake. Fewer people on the other side, I suppose. But why now? It's evening. The sun is going to be setting soon, and it seems to me that tomorrow would be a much better time to cross. Well, for whatever reason, he wants to go now. So, we go now. And leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. At least the winds are light and favorable this evening. You see, we fished these waters for years, and I think we know them pretty well. Tonight looks like it should be a good night for crossing. It's good also that our boat is large enough to have room in the back for Jesus to get some rest. He should be fine on those cushions back there. Time for us to set out. Crossing probably will take a couple of hours, and we want to get over before it's too late. A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat so that the boat was already filling. Where did this storm come from? Sure, the mountains cause crazy weather patterns here on the water, and it looks like we are in for a good one. Hey, John, James, give me a hand. Tighten the sail, and I'll keep a strong hand on the rudder. Look out! The waves are getting bigger. They're beginning to come over the edge. None of us can keep up with the bailing. More is coming in than we can get out. There's nothing else that we can do. We have no control. The boat is starting to fill. We're too far from the shore and we can't turn back. Jesus was in the stern asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" "Rabbi, please wake up. The wind and the waves are sinking the boat. How can you sleep through this? We are sinking. We are all about to die." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. What was that? Just like that, instantly, he speaks, and the sea is calm, and there's no more wind. Peter, Andrew, have you ever seen anything like this before? I mean, seriously, creation itself answers to him? Who is he? No, really, who is this man? Jesus said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you no faith? I don't know about any of this. I mean, Jesus has been teaching about parables and faith, and now he shows such great power. But it's all too much to understand. It's not that I don't believe or that I don't have faith, but everything happened so fast. It was a good day, calm seas, and then there was a raising wind, a sudden storm, crashing waves, terror among us, and sudden calm. I'll admit it, this whole thing has left me terrified, and I cannot help but ask, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. An uncontrollable storm quickly appeared, and Jesus, with his word, calmed the storm and gave the disciples sudden peace. It's a simple wellness check. Just the usual test, nothing that you haven't had before. It's absolutely routine. And the doctor says the same thing again. You know, you've all heard it. Lose some weight, eat better, exercise more. No reason for concern because you don't have symptoms for anything. The winds today are favorable. Then the doctor's office calls. Nothing serious, but they want to do a couple of more blood tests and maybe a few other things. A windstorm has just kicked up. Now something has been found, and it absolutely does sound serious. They want an MRI and some other testing. Now the waves are getting bigger, and they're beginning to crash over the sides of your boat. What do all the tests mean? How bad is it? Is there treatment? Is there anything I can do? Should I start bailing water, or is it too late? Doctor says they diagnosed it early, so there's a fair chance of recovery, which means there's a fair chance of failure. The future is unknown, and the storm in your life rages out of your control. In those times, in desperate times, and even in not so desperate times, turn to Jesus. He will never abandon you. You are baptized into him and united with him in his death and resurrection. You belong to him. Simply a word from his mouth, Jesus calms what rages in our very souls. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know what Jesus has said to us. Behold, I am with you always, even to the edge of the age. He is with you forever. He will never abandon you or forsake you. He will guard you, protect you, and watch over you. Therefore, if God is for us, who can be against us? Uncontrollable storms appear in life, and Jesus, with his word, calms the storms and gives sudden peace. Everything in life for the two of you seemed to be going so well. Life was good, no problems at all. The winds were favorable. Then the phone rings. It's the police. There's been an accident. You need to get to the hospital. A windstorm has kicked up. You arrive, and they say there's nothing more that they can do. Waves are now breaking over the edge of your boat. The service is over, the lunch is finished, and all that's left are a few people cleaning up. You have the leftovers in containers, so you won't have to cook for a few weeks. It's the first moment of quiet since the accident. For the moment from the call from the police, your life and your emotions have been a violent storm, sudden and vicious, raging out of your control. There in your car, you realize that one storm is over and another is just beginning. The storm of death changes everything. These storms appear suddenly. We can't prevent them from coming, nor can we always respond to them. Our lack of control and our weakness of faith will lead to fear. Even though we can't control these life storms, Jesus can, and he did. Most important, he calmed the biggest and most vicious storm of all, the storm of death. And he did it in the same way that he did for the men in the boat, with words, with a simple phrase from the cross, "It is finished." And in speaking those words, there was sudden peace. In speaking those words, there was sudden peace between God and mankind. In speaking those words, there was sudden peace for us, even in the midst of death. And Jesus continues to give us peace today. In baptism, he says, "Peace, you are mine." In the words of absolution, he says, "Peace, you are forgiven." In the words of institution, he says, "Peace, you are forgiven, fed, and strengthened." In this place, you will find Jesus ready and willing to always give you sudden peace. Peace be to you in Jesus' name. Amen.